Hello, my name is
Rakaya.
You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I've got a question for somebody. For somebody there can tell me something. Can you help me?
You go ahead.
All right. I work for Mitchell Grocery, which is a grocery store chain. I'm an essential worker. You shut the grocery stores down, then what you gonna do with the grocery store? Plus, I'm 61 years old. I've had 2 aorta valve replacement surgeries. I got stents all over my body. I'm exposed to the public every day working in these grocery stores. I go in 11 grocery stores that I'm over in the meat departments of. I'm exposed to the virus every day. I've got a letter from my company stating that I'm an essential worker. I live in Corbett County, Alabama. I go to the health department a while ago, and they won't give me the shot. I've had 2 aorta valve replacement surgeries. I got stents in my leg, stents in my heart.
I'm sorry.
Working every day, trying to keep the people of Alabama fed. And these yahoos over there, the smart aleck cops in Tuscumbee and Sheffield, wouldn't even let me get up to talk to the nurses. Do I not qualify for the vaccine?
I heard they was going by age, but then again,
well,
I think they changed it.
I've got heart problems. I know it's not your fault. I know it's not your fault, but I don't think I'm getting smart and ill with you. I'm just frustrated. Me and one of them cops like to got into a fight a while ago because he was being a smart ass. You're not 75. I said, yeah, but I pulled my shirt, unbuttoned my shirt, and told him my scars, showed him my scars from my heart surgery. That didn't seem to care. I'm more dangerous than some of these 75-year-olds that sit in the house all day long, not going nowhere. I'm out working every day. I'm not mad at you. You got a job to do. I'm not mad at you, but I'm just frustrated. You let the grocery stores of Alabama shut down, and then what's everybody going to do?
Mm-hmm.
We're just the doctors and nurses. They have masks. They have gowns. They have face shields. The grocery store workers in this state, all we got is it's masks. Not to mention, I'm in bad health and still working.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't go back to Carbon County and have it now for nothing, because they might give me something to kill me.
Well, I have a number that you can call that you can make an appointment for the vaccine.
Yeah, but they'd send me to Carver County, wouldn't they?
You can choose somewhere else, another county. You got a pen and paper?
I know it's not. Ma'am, yes, ma'am, I got it right now.
Are you ready to write now? Okay, it's
855-566-5333. Okay. 5333?
Three.
Do the last of it again. 5-3.
3-3-3.
5-3-3-3. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ma'am, I mean, I know it's not you, but Alabama's rollout has been it's a shame and a disgrace that the Alabama's rollout has not been no better than what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's not you, but pass that along to your superiors. And if anybody deserves it, it's the vaccine. It's the grocery store workers and people like me that's in bad health.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm working every day. I could got on disability after my last heart surgery, but I didn't. I chose to keep working.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but I hope we've been able to help.
I appreciate it. Bye.